Good morning, everybody. My topic of discussion today is impact of natural drought on extra long staple and fiber strength traits in South Texas. Two basic cultivated species of cotton in the United States, Gossypium barbadense and Gossypium hirsutum. Barbadense, also known as Pima cotton, is referred to as extra long staple because of its upper half mean length exceeding 35 millimeters. Gossypium hirsutum is known as medium staple upland, where its upper half mean length ranges from 27 to 29 millimeters. So why improve fiber quality? The number one reason is that improved fiber traits results in an improved product portfolio. And second, that we have to remain competitive with man-made fibers. How we're going to achieve that is through improved breeding methods and techniques. Number one, genomic techniques such as SNPs and genome-wide selection. And second, our conventional standard Mendelian techniques. The type of genotypes we'll be dealing today come from Texas A&M Cotton Improvement Lab. The first one is extra long staple upland, where upper half mean length is 35 millimeters, which is the same as Pima cotton. Long staple upland, whose upper half mean length ranges from 32 to 34.9 millimeters. And also the fiber bundle strength exceeds 36 grams per tex. And all of this is done without the introgression of Gossypium barbadense. A background on extra long staple upland. As I said earlier, that they were developed without the introgression of Gossypium barbadense. TAM94L25 is the progenitor of the ELSU trait and a common parent among the original five families of extra long staple uplands. The source of the improved fiber bundle strength in the TAM material is not well defined. Possibly the increase in bundle strength results from an incremental improvement using pedigree breeding, recurrent selection breeding, and multiple parents since about 1970. Our main objective was to compare the stability of the extra long staple upland and long staple upland and strength traits in Texas A&M genetic backgrounds along with commercial cultivars when grown under irrigated and natural drought in South Texas during 2013 and 2014. So the genotypes that are dealing in our study is one extra long staple upland strain, TAM11K13, the second extra long staple upland and strength strain, TAM11TO8, and one long staple upland, TAM11L24. And these three extra long staple and long staple come from the elite quality cotton breeding program at Texas A&M. The other TAM strains that we used are TAM07B45, OAWZ78, and OAWZ83 from the cultivar development program of Dr. Steve Haig. And the rest of the 10 entries were commercial cultivars that were entered in Central and South Texas cotton variety trials in 2013 and 2014. The experimental design. We used randomized complete block design with four replications. We used two locations, the Texas AgriLife Research Facility at Corpus Christi in Weslaco. Corpus Christi was the dry land, no irrigation, and Weslaco was our irrigated location. Normal cotton production practices were followed, including boll weevil eradication. We hand harvested 30 open bolls per plot and ginned them on a tensile lab laboratory gin. And we collected the lint samples and we sent them off to Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute at Texas Tech University. There, the HBI fiber properties were determined, including upper half mean length, micronair strength, uniformity index, and elongation. Statistical analysis that we did on our study. First one was lint percent was determined as lint weight divided by seed cotton weight multiplied by 100. Lint yield was also calculated per hectare, the lint yield per hectare was determined from machine harvested plot weights. We used the GLM procedure of SAS to do our analysis of variance. There we determined differences in fiber properties and lint yield with ear location and genotypes as fixed effects. USDA loan value chart of 2013 and 2014 for upland cotton was used to determine the value of lint per kilogram and per hectare. And color and the loan values were adjusted for any premium or discount for micronaire strength and upper half mean length. And color grade of 41 and leaf grade of 4 was assumed. In this results table, you can see that there's a lot of data, but our main interest is in genotype by location effect. As you notice, that there is a significant source of variation that exists among upper half mean length, strength, and uniformity index. But we'll only focus on upper half mean length and strength as two of our measured traits. To evaluate the stability of irrigated and dry land, we look at the differences of two measured traits, upper half mean length and strength, in 2013 and 2014. And we look at the differences in the averaged values. So the average values that you see of all the commercial and the TAM varieties have been averaged across 2 years. As you notice, in upper half mean length, that the two extra long staple uplands exhibit the highest amount of upper half mean length, 36.6 and 35.4. But you also notice that there is a significant overlap between the delta percentage values. The delta percentage values have been calculated by subtracting the dry land value from the irrigated divided by the irrigated value. And you notice that there's a significant overlap, indicating that there's a good stability among the varieties, among elite strains, that is the TAM 11K13 and TO8 and the long staple upland, and also the other commercial cultivars, when they are brought from irrigated to dry land situation. So there's a good amount of stability there. But when you look at the strength values, there is also a similar overlap, as we noticed in TAM 11K13 and the extra long staple and the long staple one. However, you notice that the last one, that is TAM 11T08, that extra long staple exhibits a higher strength when it goes from irrigated to a dry land situation. And also the other two, extra long staple and the long staple, K13 and L24, exhibit a very minor decrease in strength when they go from irrigated situation to a dry land situation, indicating that there is a good stability among the elite strains, that is TAM 11K13, TAM 11T08, and L24, when they go from irrigated to a dry land situation. Thirdly, we look at the results table of the link value per hectare based on the premiums and discounts from our loan value chart. If you look at the first box, you notice that there was a severe drought in 2013, and that's why the lint yield kilograms per hectare is really low compared to the rest of the locations. But in there, the elite strains, the long staple and the extra long staple, perform considerably well, and they're quite competitive with the rest of the commercial cultivars. And their dollar per hectare value is also quite competitive. However, when you look at the rest of the locations, that is the irrigated location of Weslaco in 2013, you'll notice a significant drop in the dollar per hectare value for the extra long staple and the long staple. However, their loan values are the same, but the lint yield of commercial cultivars is way higher than the extra long staple and the long staple. And we see a similar trend in 2014 at the dry land at Corpus Christi. Once again, the loan values are the same. However, the lint yield is so low of extra long staple and long staple that their value per hectare is considerably lower than the commercial cultivars. And we notice the same trend in irrigated situation as well in 2014. So basic conclusions that the extra long staple and the long staple upland traits exhibited stability across environments tested equivalent to commercial cultivars. The strength trait may be more stable under moisture stress than that expressed by current cultivars. TAM11K13, the extra long staple, and the other extra long staple, TO8, were the only genotypes to average upper half mean length above the minimum for Pima when grown under irrigated culture. The TAM11K13 extra long staple and the long staple L24 exhibited significantly smaller decreases in fiber strength when grown under drought stress relative to four of the other cultivars that were evaluated. And TAM11TO8 extra long staple produced numerically stronger fiber bundle strength when grown under drought stress compared to the production in well irrigated conditions in 2013 and 2014, something that has been noticed before but has not been documented. And the last, despite a higher loan value in stress environments, yield potential and lint percentage remain as challenges in developing extra long staple upland cultivars. With that, I would like to acknowledge Texas A&M AgriLife and Cotton Improvement Lab and Dr. Smith and Dr. Steve Hake for their help in this conducting this research, and I'm now open for questions.
We've got time for a few questions.
Yes.
What's the micronair on this group of material?
On the extra long staple? It's in the premium range. It's from 3. It's upland type that is from 3.9 to 4.2. That's the premium range where the extra long staple did. Yes.
We must first define what the difference between irrigated conditions and the drought conditions. Can you define?
Sure. Irrigated condition is your regular.
How much delta water there and how much delta water?
I don't know the specific amount of the normal cotton, production, as I said, that is normal water that is used during irrigation. However, the dry land situation is only rain-fed. It's natural drought. There's no other supplemental irrigation that is provided. But I don't know the specific amount of water that is given in the irrigated situation. It's normal production, irrigation that is used, I believe. Yes.
Do you have a speculation why, so you said this phenomenon has been previously observed, why it might be just less?
Perhaps it affects the fineness of the fiber, which makes it more, which gives a higher fiber bundled strength, because the strength that we're looking at is bundled strength under HVI. So I'm assuming maybe there's some kind of environmental trigger or a genetic trigger that results in fineness of the fiber when it's grown in under dry land, that it results in a higher strength.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.